There are ripples in the fabric of space. Time. So be my Valentine. Oh, that was so sweet. I thought, boy, they're going to think I'm pretty sweet for coming up with a space-time Valentine rhyme.
I liked it.
What do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we talk with comedian and Bob's Burgers star, Eugene Merman, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's thinking Mars trip just for the climate, Michael Feldman.
Gotta be better. Well, there is a gravity wave advisory in effect till Sunday morning, so you'll want to stay indoors. I got really excited when I heard about this whole thing, you know, I thought they said gravy waves. I don't know why that it's not even a sentence, really. Gravy waves is not even a concept. Wavy gravy is a little bit different. That's possible. Gravy waves. A gravy wave has struck the earth. When I see gravity, I read gravy. It's a little thing I got. Anyway, proves that Einstein was right, like he needs to hear that again. Confirmation of gravity waves finally explains Einstein's hair, ladies and gentlemen. Those are gravity waves. You got a gravity wave. It looks good on him. So a burst of gravitational waves arrives after 1.3 billion years. Only one question. Where the heck have you been? Gravity waves. Gravity waves hitting the Earth with 30 times the mass of the sun at the speed of light explosion have got nothing on Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put things in perspective. Okay, a butterfly flaps its wings in the Amazon, and Jim Gilmore drops out of the Republican race or a Democratic race. I don't know what race he was in, to tell you the truth. He was running for one of those. And that same butterfly wakes Ben Carson out of a sound sleep. Little known fact that Ben Carson wears his mask over his eyes when he operates. That's just Dr. Carson there. You don't have to worry about him. Brain surgeon, too. That's a good thing. All right, let's see then. At the Hillary-Bernie debate in Milwaukee, both candidates struggle with the bubbler question. Sanders is considered the winner because he did not wear yellow. Electric banana yellow. Let's see, after Trump calls Cruz what that lady said, thousands of New Hampshire ladies agree. Okay, never mind. The lady and the Trump. Call that one. Thank you. All right, that you like. Never know with you people. You know, this, and then suddenly, you know, okay. You're with me, you're not with me, you're with me. I don't care. Don't toy with me. That's all I ask. Lady and Trump. Okay, Marco Rubio tells his boys, 8 and 10, that the bleeped Trump reference was another name for a cat. So now the kids think it's fair to call someone a Grimalkin. See, if you knew that was another name for a cat, you'd find that most amusing. Grimalkin. Okay, never mind. Rubio had more trouble explaining how he was the pretty face in a porn star's endorsement. It's complicated, kids. In Mexico, someone steals the rims off the Pope Mobile. Should be easy to find the guy around town, no? Another look at the Super Bowl 50 tape shows that the North Korean satellite passed directly over Cam Newton just as he was considering what to do about the game-losing fumble. Anyone would look up at that. Turns out Kim Jong-un's money was on the Broncos, ladies and gentlemen. Explains so much, and yet so little. Kim Jong-un executes another uncle to clear up the seating problem at the reunion. One hallelujah and some pot, and the last ranch hand is out of the Oregon compound. huge pile of bean cans left behind in Oregon. Reveals it was one long Blazing Saddles, ladies and gentlemen. Global slide in stocks, seen as boon for those of us who didn't want to retire anyway. Converted my SEP IRA into a SUC IRA. S-U-C. Scientists at Johns Hopkins create mini brains in the lab that could be ready for the 2020 Republican convention. Kanye West says Cliff Huxtable could never have done all those things. That's the Bill Cosby he knows. And finally, and I mean that, a study shows that 46% of women everywhere, that's a good figure, 46% of women everywhere are disappointed when they receive flowers for Valentine's Day. 59% are humiliated receiving anything from Victoria's Secret. And 100% are PO'd to receive Kohl's cash for Valentine's Day. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And hang on to your Kohl's cash. It's worth money. The governor uses it. Oh, yeah. Yes, Governor Walker actually owes $1 million from his campaign, but it's all in Kohl's cash, so he's in business.